Count it a joy to be in the Lord's house this evening. I appreciate the opportunity that He's granted to us. Thankful for the day that He's allowed us to walk within. And the goodness of His love and mercy that He's bestowed upon us in the day in which He's allowed us to walk. This afternoon we are thankful that He's still in control. He knows the need of each heart and each life. He knows, well, the Scripture says He knows our uprisings and our downsettings, our going ins and our going outs. He knows me better than I know myself. Knows my intents and the thoughts of my heart and mind before I even think them this afternoon. And I'm thankful that He's mindful of us this evening. You pray for us for just a few minutes. I want to be able to do that. I feel like the Lord would have of us to do. I'll be honest with you, I got a lot of reading that I feel like I need to do, and I don't know that I'll do anything with any of it that I read, but just read it in your presence and you hear it. But yet I covet your prayers as we would attempt to do that we can for the glory and the honor of the Lord. I appreciate the song service. I appreciate the songs. You sung everything that's been on my mind, I'll be honest with you, or about that's on my mind this evening. Turn with me, if you will, Romans the 8th chapter. Romans the 8th chapter, we're going to read from there, and then we're going to turn over into Galatians the 4th chapter and read from there. And may read some more in a few minutes. I don't know exactly how we'll go with it. You just pray right in the bottom of your heart. Don't want to say, I don't. Let me just say this before we get started. This might be the only thing we say after we read these scriptures this evening is, where would I be without the Lord? Where would I be without the Lord this afternoon? And you can say the very same thing to your own self. Where would we be, I guess, maybe would be a better way if it was not for the Lord this evening. But you just bear with us and pray for us. As I said, I got a lot of reading to do, and you know how stumbling I am in my reading. So you just bear with us. The 8th chapter of Romans, starting in the first verse, it said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. For if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of the Spirit, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ, Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God's, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Now turn to Galatians, the fourth chapter, with me, if you will, read in starting at the first verse. It says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but he is under tutors and governors under the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage unto the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Now that's right, doing a lot of reading this evening, and I understand that, and I know that, and I don't know that we'll get around to all of the scripture from which we have read from this evening, my friend. But for the purpose this evening of or for the sake, if you allow me to say that, of Christ Jesus, then we can declare and become the sons of God this evening, my friend. We don't have to be alien any longer. We don't have to be in bondage any longer this evening, my friend, for the sake of Jesus Christ this afternoon. Now, I was not saved by the works of the righteousness of my own salvation or my own doings this evening, but I was saved by the grace of God that bringeth salvation to those that believe this evening. The Bible said, to the Jew first and also to the Greek this afternoon, I'm persuaded to believe that through the abundance of God, through the love of God, through the mercies of God, through the goodness of God this evening, my friend, that come through the Son, and that being Jesus Christ, then we all have the right. Now you pray for me. I don't know how this is going to go. I'll be honest with you this evening, my friend. I've just been walking around for about a week now, thinking about how God is good to me this evening, how wonderful it is to be a child of God this afternoon. No, I'm no more than a servant unto Him, yet I am a son this evening. Heir, joint heirs unto the promises of God this afternoon. I was persuaded to believe that as sure as I stand before you tonight, that the Heavenly Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has took and made a dwelling within my heart and within my life this evening. Not because of whom I am, nor because of what I have done this evening, but because of the purpose of Christ Jesus and the willingness of the Son to go all the way. This, I know you know all this, and I can't help it this evening, my friend, but if I can just stir up your pure
mind by the way of remembrance for just a few minutes to recognize and to see this evening that I am what I am by the grace of God. This evening, my friend, I am no one important somewhat to say of this world this evening, but I am a child of God, a son of God this evening, whom which His Spirit dwelleth within me. That's what makes the difference tonight. This evening, my friend, listen, it's not the name of Crafton Dover this evening that's going to go any words or amount to anything this evening, my friend, but it is the Spirit that dwelleth within me this evening that gives me the right and opens up the door for me to walk in the Spirit of God this evening to obtain or to receive all the goodness of God this afternoon. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the next minute holds, far as that goes. But I know who holds tomorrow and who holds that next minute. My friend, and in fellowship with Him this afternoon, through that Spirit that bears witness that is within me, that I am His child this afternoon, because we desire the things of God this evening, to walk in the newness of life this afternoon, to be able to direct others to come unto a man who can change their life and make a difference within their life this evening, that we might not be stunned nor broken down by the cares of this world this evening, my friend, but are able to stand with our heads held high and our hearts delighted in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His works and in His wills this evening, my friend. I don't do what I do, and I'm not boastfully in saying that. This evening, my friend, to bring a gratitude or respect unto me is Crafton Dover. But I do what I do to bring respect unto Christ Jesus this evening, not to make a mockery out of His word nor out of His life, but to stand upright and righteous in a present world in which we live for Christ's sake this evening, my friend, that I'd not be able to or bring an open reproach or shame upon Him this evening. Mama used to tell us when we'd go out from her, you act like you had some raisin this evening, my friend, that people would take note of what you've been around and been taught. Listen, we need to act with a respect toward Christ and to show our raisin this evening, my friend, that we are His children, walking in His will and in His light this evening. Listen, I recognize and I know that salvation came to me on that Tuesday night this evening. I did not know that Tuesday night all the benefits that came with it this evening, my friend. I'll say this in regards of those benefits. I did not know all the suffering that was also going to come with it this evening. And I'm not talking about the suffering to the flesh this evening, my friend, but the suffering of the Spirit that guides me and walks me in the coordinates of the Word of God this evening. He said, if we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him this evening, my friend. And that's not out yonder. That's right here this afternoon. I reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. His dwelling is within my heart this evening, my friend. The righteousness of God that bringeth forth the goodness of God this afternoon is within me this evening, my friend. That kingdom is within me. I'm sorry, I don't know how this is going, but I know that everything that is beneficial to me this afternoon as a Christian comes through Jesus Christ and being obedient unto His Spirit and being led thereby. I read to you, said, if we live of the Spirit, we'll not walk in the flesh. Yes, I contend with the flesh, just like you contend with the flesh. My mind wanders and my mind roams this evening, my friend. But there's a purification that has been made within my heart through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that abideth within me. That when my mind wanders, I can bring it under subjection to do the will of the Father this evening, my friend. And it may not be a shout at the moment, but it will be a warmth of the Spirit that says, amen, amen, Abba, Father, this evening, my friend. Thanks be unto the Lord. I don't have to walk like the world walks this evening, my friend. I don't have to talk like the world talks this evening, my friend. I don't have to consume what the world consumes this evening, my friend. I eat off the table of the Lord. This has a table spread for me. I'm saying me, but it's for us, the believers, the children of God, this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, that's a reason you live like that. You're a preacher this evening. I have no more authority or power than what you can or have this evening, my friend, because of being a preacher. The right is given unto you to the throne of God this afternoon. You have the right as a Christian, as a son of God this evening to slip away in prayer, to humble your heart before God and ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, I'm saved. Ain't that enough? No, it ain't. No, it ain't this evening, my friend. There's more to it this afternoon. Don't misunderstand me. Saved gets you to heaven. But being a son, get you it'll get you joy on this side this evening, my friend. It'll get you a little wisdom and understanding to know how to walk with the mind of Christ this evening, my friend. Being within you, it'll teach you how to pray for your brothers. It'll teach you how to pray for your enemy this evening, my friend. It'll grow you in patience. Let me just find another scripture and read to you this evening, my friend. In 2 Peter, the first chapter, I'm going to read some more. All right? I didn't know where I would or not, but I'm going to read more. This ain't my sayings. This ain't my talk. This is the Lord's sayings and talk. Well, preacher, I thought I'd just get saved, and that's all I needed to do. This evening, my friend, you need nourishment. This evening, my friend, you need strength. You need peace and satisfaction to get you through the journey this afternoon. Fight the warfare of faith with this evening. Put no long whole armor of God this afternoon. This evening, let me just read 2 Peter 1st chapter. It says Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, this evening, my friend. It all comes through Christ. It's all from God, given to us through Christ by the Holy Spirit, this afternoon. My friend, if we didn't have the Spirit to guide us and direct us, we'd be wanderers in this world, in this journey. But I'm not a wanderer. I know where I'm at. And I know where I'm headed this evening, my friend. And I'm thankful that I got somebody to lead me in the right path as I go there. This grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our of Jesus our Lord, according as He as His divine power has given us all things that that pertaineth unto life. This seed, I ain't waiting on nothing. This seed, my friend, you can wait to get to heaven if you want to eat off the Lord's table. But I'm going to enjoy what I got when I got it. This seed, my friend. Now don't bear with me. Pertaineth unto life. And the godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Whereby are given unto us the exceeding great and precious promises that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Listen to the reading this evening, my friend. I know it's not a bed of roses, but it's not all doom and gloom either this evening, my friend. The divine nature of being a Christian, when you sit down and think on the goodness of God and all those things, it makes the doom and gloom go away.
Amen.
Partakers of divine nature this evening, my friend, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust this evening, my friend. We got more than what you think we got this evening, my you plate's full. You just need to eat it this evening, my friend. God didn't just save us and put us on the sideline this afternoon. He saved us, give us every instrument, every tool, everything we need to fight a good warfare in this world. And I'm not talking about a fist fight this evening, my friend, but I'm talking about an innerly and an outerly battle that I contend with every day. I do not have to fall subject to the temptation or the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life this evening, my friend. Well, the devil made me do it. Shame on you this afternoon. Let me read on. He said, escaping the corruption. I don't live in sin anymore this evening, my friend. Sin don't rule in my life anymore. When that I allow the Spirit to rule. Now, if I don't allow the Spirit to rule, or I don't give the right or the place to the Spirit, sin will rule in my life because of the subject or the nature of the flesh this evening, my friend. I wrestle not against principalities and powers in high places this afternoon. I wrestle against Crafton Dover.
Did you know that Crafton and Dover didn't get saved? He didn't, Randy. He didn't. He's Crafton and Dover. He's this thing you're looking at. And he's going back to the dust from which he came. But he that liveth within me, the soul of man, the soul of Crafton and Dover, has been made whole this evening, my friend. I'm not yet. And I may have to go over and read that in the scripture in a minute this afternoon. I, as Paul said he was, I have not yet obtained perfection, but I am striving to perfection this evening. Now, let me say this in saying that this afternoon. I take note to the letter I there. He said, Paul said, I. That's, he's talking about Paul now in that moment. He said, Paul has not perfected himself yet or in perfection. He said, but he's striving to it. Well, how is he striving to it? He's striving to it through the Spirit of God, the perfected side of him that is within him. This evening, my friend, that's what's striving well, you say it's perfected. Why does it need to strive? It's bringing the outward man under subjection to the will of the Father. Therefore, it strives. That's the reason he said, men strive to enter in at the straight gate. This evening, man, friend. Let me finish reading where I'm at. I'm going. I can't keep up with where for Christ's sake. Or because of Christ. This evening, I am what I am by the grace of God. This afternoon, let me just read on. Let me back up. Having escaped the corrupt that is in the world through the lust, and besides this, given all diligently this evening, my friend. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge this afternoon. Now, I told you there's more to being saved than being saved. I think I'm in the Bible, Randy. Best I can tell, I am this evening, my friend. And we need to know that there's more to it than just... just declaring I'm saved. And that's wonderful. That's good. And I'm glad that we can stand up and say that this evening, my friend. But where are we in the realms of the glory of God? Are we in the... we sitting in on the bank with our feet in the shallow water? Or have we got like the old man got? Out in the river far enough that it become a river to swim in this evening. Well, preacher, I don't know if I want to get that far or not. Well, that's up to you. I tell you, I like swimming. I do. This evening, I learned at an early age of a Christian. That there's more to it. I'd watched them elderly men over at Harmony Grove, and I'd see them, and I'd see the way the Spirit works in them, and the women too. This evening, you just bear with me. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it put a zeal in my heart to not sit on the sideline. Yep. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't like sitting on the sideline this evening. Let me read on. He said, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness this evening, my friend, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Unfruitful tree. I wasn't here, but I got it. You want to know how to grow good fruit? Add to your faith. Yeah. Yeah. If these things be in you and abide, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ this evening. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. This evening, my friend. Therefore, the rather, brethren, give diligently to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And entering shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will not be ignorant. I think that's the right word. Maybe neglectful. To put you away in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yes, I think I meet as long as I am in the tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. This, and that's Paul's writing this afternoon in Peter to edify or to stir up or to encourage or to instruct this evening, my friend, to you and I know he was talking to a group here in the particular reading, but it's also talking to me too this afternoon. It's as much needful that I pursue these things this evening as it was for those of that day this afternoon. If I know all them things, then I'm going to be guilty, or I'm going to be required to keep all those things. Amen. Amen. He said, to him that knows little is required. But to him that knows a lot, then a lot is required this afternoon. So if that's the case and that's the way it's going to be, then I just ain't going to learn of these things. And I'm not going to follow after these things. You sat there and drank on the bottle the rest of your life this evening, my friend. You know why we have so... Get mad. I'm sorry. Insecure Christians of this day and time, because they have not added to their faith. They're pleased with a pat on the back every once in a while. A good service. I had a problem and I couldn't solve it. And I'm not saying this critically. But the Lord solved it for me and I got that over with. So I'm just going to go on about my journey. You better watch out. You may have another problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where we drew the conclusion as Christians that all I need to know is I'm saved. You're losing out. Maybe you should preach, Randy. You're losing out on all sorts of benefits because you won't step out on faith. I'm not telling you I'm the wisest of y'all. Matter of fact, I'm probably the narrowest minded one of you, all of you this evening, my friend. But I'm telling you, I hate to use the word stupid, But you don't have to be stupid in the workings of the Lord. It's laid out to you from Genesis to Revelations. All you need to do is to get into it and read in it and pray in it and let the Lord reveal it unto you this evening, my friend. Yeah, yeah. I hesitate sometimes to think that I know it all. There's no saying that I've always heard all my life. You never get too old to learn. You never get too old to learn this evening, my friend. I don't want you to think I'm broasting. I saved at an early age, you know, 11, 11 and a half, 12. I'm 70 years old now. And I still want to know more about my Jesus. I do, Randy. I do. Can I say this, and you understand me, and I may be using words I shouldn't be using, but it irritates me to get pacified in the Spirit. It also worries me that I get pacified in the Spirit. Because I know when I do that, Jeff, I'm in stale waters. You ever floated down a river in the rough? You move along real good, but then in a few minutes, you come to a stale, still water place. You know what happens in that stale water this evening, my friend? If you don't go to pedaling, you'll sit right there. Amen. And you'll waller around in the staleness of that water. But if you'll get to pedaling, in a few minutes, here'll come a ripple. In a few minutes, it'll turn into rolling water again. And you feel a worth of accomplishments. I told you, I didn't know. For Christ's sake, this afternoon, I can declare, or I can read the 8th chapter of Romans and the 4th chapter of Galatians, and I can say, I've got the promises. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. This evening, my friend, and let that lay dormant. And that's what it's going to do. It's going to lay dormant. But if I'll take what I have and I put it to work through faith, I can see the waters roll back and part. I can win the battles with just a few at hand. I can go through the den of lions. I can go through the fiery furnaces. I can pray a prayer and the Lord hear my prayer and give me a son. We sometimes, or I'm going to say I sometimes, look at those such as I just mentioned and think, boy, they were great men and women of God. And God really blessed them and used them in a mighty way. But you know what? They were just sons of God this evening that used what Christ gave them. Preacher, all that was under the law. I know it was. But I also know who delivered them in that moment of time. He's the same Lord and Master and the same Spirit. Spirit went back under the law, preacher. Yes, it was. It just didn't dwell. It just came down, sat on the temple for a while, and went back. We are more blessed than they are, or they were. Randy, you can clear it all up, okay? We're more blessed than they were. We have the Spirit all the time. I'm as guilty as anybody else. We come to the house of God and we'll say, I hope the Spirit shows up today. Shame on us. We got it within us. If we come for the sole purpose of worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ and being obedient to the Spirit that is within us, the Spirit's going to show up. It's here. It's within me. It's within you. What are we waiting on? I don't mean to be smart. I don't mean to be quick. We wait around all day long sometimes for the Spirit to come. When all we got to do is just say, here, my Lord, use me. Yeah. Spirit sure did fall down on them today. I know. I'm as guilty as everybody else is. We had a wonderful Spirit service today. Filled with the Spirit. I'm going to say it because it's come and I can't help it. But if the only time that I can get in the Spirit is when I'm around this place right here, I'm in trouble. Amen. If I can't get him every once in a while in the chicken pen, in the barn, in the tractor, going down the road, at the campground in a golf cart, I need to do some checking up. Don't take me smart alecky or harsh in my saying this. See, will you not? Please don't. I don't have to depend on you to get the Spirit. I don't have to wait on you to get the Spirit. All I got to do is be subject to the Spirit as it speaks unto me. Yeah. Why? Because I'm an heir and joint heir. I have the promises promised unto me. Not because I'm crafting over, but because I have the blood applied to my heart and life. You see, it's all about the blood. You see, my friend, it's all about knowing. I think I read, if I didn't read it tonight, I read it somewhere that says, to me, to know God in a verse. I've read it this week. I can't find it right now. It might have been. He said, but to know God, but then it goes right on down into the next line of that same verse. It says, better than that is to be known of God. I'm glad I'm known of God. I don't just know Him. He knows me too. This season, my friend. And it ain't because I ain't called out on him a few times. I'm not telling you I'm perfect. I'm striving toward it. Marching on toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. This season. I am doing that. Craft and Dover is doing that. I told you he wasn't saved, and he's not. But he has to come subject to the will of the Father. And in doing so, he has to strive to be obedient, or to allow the Spirit to be obedient unto the will of God this afternoon. That's how we do everything we do. Without the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are, what's the right word? We are nothing. We're a lump of dirt formed in the image of Christ this evening, my friend. And that's what we was in the very beginning. Men, okay, I'm saying men. Men was in the very beginning. It was just a form of dirt made after the likeness of God. But it was just a form of dirt till he breathed in it, his nostrils, the breath of life, the Spirit. And when the Spirit was breathed into it, it became alive. It come to a point because of the law that was given, it died and it was in bondage. But that spirit or that soul that died, that was in bondage, was quickened by the Spirit of God and made alive through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The washing and the regenerating of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in the heart of the believer this afternoon. We're nothing. We're more than nothing through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, I'm more than nothing this afternoon. I'll close in that matter.